Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Mount Pleasant,
Falkland.
Trying to give up things, especially smoking, is quite tough. And sometimes you do need a little bit of a push just to help you along the way. So I talked to Glenys at the Med Centre to find out when No Smoking Day is and how they can help.
Wednesday the 13th of March is No Smoking Day. There's nothing specific about that date other than it gives a date for those who smoke to focus on, to actually think about giving up smoking or certainly reduce their cigarette intake.
Are you going to be doing anything up at the Med Centre?
There's a display up at the Medical Centre. The Dental Centre's going to be down, I believe, near the Coffee Forum, but there will be around so they can give some advice and support.
So what type of support will you be able to give people?
Our clinics are open to people who want to give up smoking, so just book an appointment on the Falklands Military 6334, book an appointment with a practice nurse or a medical officer, and they can give advice and can prescribe nicotine replacement therapy.
For people that are just kind of like thinking about maybe wanting to give up but they're not too sure, in your experience, is it better when people feel they want to give up rather than they feel that they have to because people are telling them to all the time?
Yes, it's a choice you have to make for yourself. No one can make you do it. You need the motivation there in the first place. Now, some people do find that just setting a date and consciously making effort, giving up on that day, that helps them. Some people just need to gradually reduce their cigarette intake without quitting altogether and take it slowly. Everybody's different.
So you'll be doing this No Smoking Day event on the 13th of March and that's all day?
It's a national campaign and it's held every year, and we're doing this sort of thing every day.
What type of ways are there to give up?
Well, a lot of people go cold turkey, which is very, very difficult, and you really have to have strong willpower and motivation there. But nicotine replacement therapy gives you a little bit of nicotine, takes away some of those awful cravings, and makes quitting that little bit more tolerable, so you don't get quite so grumpy and irritable with yourself and everybody else for not having a cigarette. Some people just have that willpower and can do it without. It depends, I think, as well, what kind of smoker you are, how many cigarettes you smoke, your sort of daily routine as well. Some people don't smoke throughout the day, they just smoke a few cigarettes in an evening. Some smoke when they're drinking alcohol and it's more social. Then you have to sort of look at what your routine is, change your habitual daily routines associated around smoking, curtail your drinking habits a little bit so you're not drinking too much, and then your inhibitions go and you start smoking a little bit more.
Because I know some people give like counselling, that type of thing. Would that type of thing be available as well?
It is indeed, counselling. I'm a trained smoking cessation advisor, but all our healthcare professionals up in the Med Centre can give advice.
Jason Webster, Mount Pleasant in the Falkland Islands.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.